Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Victoria here. Another fun-filled night of fun discussions of things of enlightenment and all sorts as we create our mind to engulf these awesome ideas of how to get closer to our higher self, how to draw in abundance, how to get that love, how to communicate with our animals, whatever the case may be. This is the night we're going to talk about stuff. So tonight I figured I'd share with you guys just a recent experience I had with a psychic experience where I was able to use some of the tools that I've been working on somebody who needed some help. So I don't advertise yet, you know, about helping people, mind you. Eventually I will for sure. I know Tree has plans, but I was just chatting it up with a couple coworkers. And you know, as I always tell everyone, that when you change your vibration to something positive and you focus on something that you desire, and this also can, you know, coincide with negativity. So if you're negative, you know, the same thing could happen. But, you know, you tend to attract people, you know, and then you attract people with the similar vibration, right? So since I've been at this new job, I've, you know, met people that I would never have fathomed would have believed in the same metaphysic ideas, you know. And it's not like I go around talking to them, hey, my name is Victoria, I'm an intuitive, you know, how are you one? Oh no, okay, well, it's kind of fun, so if you ever get to be one, you know, come check me out, you know. I don't do that because, you know, I don't, you know, I have the same viewpoint, you know, with religion, in that sense where, you know, I don't want to ever push upon people something that they're not ready to hear. And generally, I feel that when we are led to be near people when at the right time, things happen, you know. So I had no idea that my coworker had had intuitive, you know, experiences, and were very open to it. And I forget how we started talking about it. I think what the deal was is that she started telling me about her problems with her dog, right? Because she really, 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 really wants to adopt another dog from a rescue so that she can keep her dog company. And her dog is a mini Australian sheepdog. Is it a sheepdog or Australian shepherd? Very cute, a little Aussie. And so she really wants to get another pet for her because, you know, her dog needs to have company. And so she went through this whole process, and I don't know if anybody's gone through processes trying to rescue animals from a rescue, but they tend to do a lot of, like, home checks. They'll, you know, do interviews. They'll call, like, your vet. They'll call even, like, references on what they, you know, they want to know if you're going to really take care of this animal, because the whole purpose of rescues, of course, is to, you know, promote a new living arrangement. Excuse me, it's been a long day. A new arrangement for this animal that's going to be beneficial, because they don't want to give it to somebody who's going to actually, you know, abuse the animal, and so it's going from a bad place to a worse, right? So she really, you know, she really wants to get this dog, and she actually went through the process, and they got to the point where they went to her house to do a home visit, which is very normal. They want to see how the home is. They really wanted to see how her dog is and, you know, what their personality's like and stuff like that to see if it's a good fit for the dog, you know. So she got all the way up to this point, right, and she told me how she was excited, you know, this is going to be great. But she knows that her dog is a little particular, you know. She has some vices, I guess, or some issues. You know, she said she just doesn't want, you know, people to do quick movements when they're in the house. And so, of course, the lady's like, what are you talking about? So what happens is that, like, she'll have people come and visit. And so they'll be sitting down and everything's fine. You know, she tells everybody who visits not to make, like, super serious eye contact because, you know, it intimidates the dog. So, you know, this lady, of course, is just not really abiding by, you know, my coworker's rules or whatever. And so she got up to go get something. And my friend had told her, you know, when you do get up, let me know so I could just put a leash on her. and she didn't tell her, so she got up, and the dog bit her on the ankle. So she's distraught, because, of course, the lady's like, yeah, you're not adopting anybody at all, ever. Your dog's psycho, and that's that. And so she's really, 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 really upset. She's telling me the story, and she's just like, she really is, like, beside herself. And so I was just, like, thinking to myself, I'm like, well, crap, animal communicator. I should be talking about this stuff with her, trying to figure it out. So, you know, of course, mixing work with my, you know, side, I would say not side job, but, you know, my less than black and white type of intuitiveness, which not all people like to embrace, especially people in the government, I would think, right? So I just mentioned to her, I'm like, well, you know, they say that I have this ability that I could talk to animals. And I just put it out there like that. I was like, yeah, you know, talk to animals, you know. I was like, I do that with my horses sometimes. Just trying to see how she would feel about me talking about it. I don't know. And I just didn't want to, like, a weird reaction where she'd be like, ew, you're crazy. And especially since she was, like, not only my coworker, but she's my boss. So it's like, oh, I need to keep things good. So what I ended up doing is, you know, I mentioned it, and she actually was very open-minded about it. She's like, really? I'm like, well, yeah, and I told her the story about the horse that asked for a salt lick, you know. I gave her good examples that I remember, you know, that were significant indicators that, you know, what I do and can do works, you know. I've just never done it on demand, so to speak, you know. I just usually just sit here and I'm like, I know I can feel what my dog's feeling. You know, I could feel what, you know, what animals would feel like at the barn, but this is like when I'm, you know, relaxed and not under pressure, you know. So I was just like, oh, God, I hope I could do this. And I was just talking about experiences. I mentioned to her about the Black Panther, how, you know, they had an animal communicator that talked to the panther who was having issues that, you know, being at the rescue and, you know, was able to actually communicate with the animal enough so that mend his you know, mind and fix him and be able to let him be the animal that he's supposed to be, which is supposed to be this majestic black panther, which I did post that video, by the way, on Facebook, Angel Coaches. And I shared it because it was so fascinating how this woman was able to get to the core of the problem. So, you know, this coworker of mine actually heard of this video and she was, you know, totally fascinated by it. I'm like, well, yeah, this is, you know, this is what I could do. And then all of a sudden I asked her, and it just literally came out of nowhere. I was like, so at your old house before you moved, was your old house filled with, like, did you have activity, paranormal activity? And she's like, well, she goes, you know, funny you say that, because we had instances where, you know, cups would fall out of the cabinet, and me and my daughter would be in the kitchen, it would just fall out. I'm like, so there was spiritual activity in that house. She goes, yeah. I said, so when did you notice that your dog started doing weird things, like where they would attack strangers in the house? And she's like, well, after we moved, it became worse than it was before. You know, like, and before it started at this house. I'm like, okay. So we're just talking. I said, you know, you do know that animals, especially, you know, like dogs and cats, can see spirits more clearly than humans can. We can feel like their energy, but dogs can actually see them. And it's just part of the way their brain and their mind is. They're just open to being able to see. I said, you know what? I have this feeling that when you were at your other house, the spirits would mess around with the dog and probably tease them or make them feel very insecure and uncomfortable. And so she was just like, really? I said, yeah. I said, I really don't think that the dog has, like, a mental disorder. I don't feel the dog is vicious because, you know, I feel more like he's just a very calm, loving dog. And she goes, well, he is. You know, she explains, of course, that the dog barks at the window when she sees people, children running around. I'm like, well, it's because it's an Aussie, and she's probably wanting to go out there and herd the kids. And she's like, yeah, no, that's totally true. And I'm like, well, she needs a job, clearly, because being an Aussie, you need to have that energy taken out. So she needs to either go do agility or fly ball or something that's going to keep her happy as a dog being an Aussie, you know, because all breeds have to have their job. They have to do what they're meant to do, you know, otherwise they become destructive and stuff. I said, but I don't feel that her reaction to strangers is due to that, you know. And I said, you know, if it's only really occurring in your home, then it makes sense that what happened in your previous home was the reason why she is right now uncertain of strangers, because she's thinking that the people that she's seeing is the same as the people that she saw at the old house. So I told her this. She's like, this is really interesting. I'm like, but of course, you know, I'm like, I'm new to this whole thing. So, of course, I'm going to, you know, get my sanity check from my good old friend, Tariq, right? Because, you know, we all have to sanity check each other. I mean, it's not like we know all the time, right? So, of course, I was like, well, Tria, you know, I had some interesting things happen. And I explained the whole scenario, just like I told you. And I said, I really got this feeling that it was spiritual, you know, people, spirits of some sort, whether it's people or whatever, just messing around with the dog. And it turns out, you know, she's like, well, I agree. And I'm like, really? I was like, holy crap, are you serious? That's so cool. And basically, it was true, you know. And so through the process of thinking about what would be best for her and the dog, you know, I told her the following day, you know, what I had figured was true. And she's like, oh, my God, really? And I was like, yeah. I was like, well, you have to also think, too, since you're intuitive yourself, my coworker, I said, you know, and you're just, you know, grooming yourself slowly. And, you know, she just knows that she's a little bit more in tune than just an average Joe, I guess, that she may inadvertently be attracting entities of some sort because of the fact that she's open, but she's not protected. So I told her, I said, well, since you had activity from your old house, I said, it probably would be a good idea to start visualizing, you know, white light around your home, white light around you, around your family, around your dog, protection. And I said, and then you ask your guardian, your home guardian, because every house has a guardian angel that watches over it. And, you know, explicitly ask for protection and not allow, you know, negative entities to be in the house or any kind of entity that would be in the house. You know, I also suggested that she smudge her house, which is where you take white sage, dried white sage, and you burn it. And basically you go to each room and you basically cast negative energies out. And I say energies because it could be like resonated energies from previous owners, not dead, but just alive. You know, people who may have had traumatic experiences or were always argumentative or something like that. Like that energy can stay and be residual in the house, even though it wasn't like a death or someone who's, you know, dead hanging out. So it could be energy, just like we could feel walking into a room, whether someone was talking about you or whether they're good or bad or happy or sad, we'd know. So it's the same with like homes. You know, if you move into a home and things just don't feel right, you could smudge your house. I told her, I said, maybe you might want to smudge. You know, and I said, when it comes to your dog, I said, what's best for you to do is talk to your dog from your higher self to his higher self. And just, you know, give him a little bit of comfort to know that this occurrence where you were, you know, where the dog was being picked on by, you know, spirits of some sort, it's just not going to happen again. That you're going to be protective of him and you're going to make sure that nothing will happen. And I said, and do that often and have trust that it is working. And that's another thing, as I've always said, you have to believe and trust that whatever you're asking of the angels, the guardian angels, you know, God, whoever the case may be, that it is being heard, it's understood, and it's going to be put into action. Okay? So I told that to her, and I said, you know, tell your dogs, talk to them. So if I talk to him, you know, tell him to settle down. I'm like, no, not person to dog. You're going to talk to him from your higher self to his higher self and rest assured him. And so I said, it's not going to happen instantaneously. I said, but it will happen if you're, you know, do it continuously. So it was really neat to know that, you know, I was able to actually help somebody with their animal. And I was like, woohoo, it's not just my pony. So it was really, really neat to do that for her. And I'm hoping, you know, she's going to tell me whether things are working or whether her dog's calmed down. You know, and I have thought of possibly going to see the dog to see if I could just get some energy feelers out on him and see if I could help him too. So, you know, and by me talking to the dog might help him also, because I'm open and I'm able to clearly state what I want him to hear me to do, and it works, you know. So on a psychic-ish level, different kind of story, though, this weekend I went out to see my horse, Sky, and, you know, it was a little rushed because I had to teach a private on Sunday, which is not usually the day I do it because I like to ride for myself on Sundays. But so I got to the ring late, you know, and I walked through the pasture to get to the ring to see my friends. And Skye was, of course, in the pasture hanging out with her boyfriend, Zeus. And I was just like, well, maybe I might be able to go and just, like, say hi to her. You know, I don't have a halter, so maybe she'll want to come with me. I don't know. And I was just like, hey. I'm like, and I scratched her ear. I did right behind her withers, because the withers is the place where, you know, where they do a lot of mutual grooming. So it's kind of like one of those feel-good places. So I scratched her, and I'm like, hey, baby girl. I was like, you know what? You want to come follow me, and I'll get you some hay, and I'll groom you, and I'll get you nice and pretty. And I was like, come on. Come with me. I was like, come on. I made a little noise, and I started walking away. Did you know she followed me the whole way from where she was to the barn, which was quite a significant walk? She walked right behind me and followed me all the way up to the stall and walked into the door. You know, walked into her stall door, you know, go into the stall and turn around. There's nothing. I was like, oh, my God, she heard me. I was like, my horse does love me. And I don't know anyone who's listening who's ever had horses. They just seem to have a mind of their own. There's cartoons and jokes about the fact that, like, people who go out there with their halters to go catch the horse runs away. It's like typical. I mean, this guy used to kind of want to walk away. And so this time she was followed. And I was just like, oh, my God, did she hear me tell her about the hay? Like, did she understand me? And, of course, you know, the answer is, of course she did. So it was just a very exciting experience of communicating with her, you know. That does happen, whether you use your voice or whether you use your mind. But she knows what my intention was, and she trusted me. And so it was really neat. So I wanted to show you that experiences just because, you know, I'm growing just as much as everyone else is with this. I'm not as awesome as Tracy. I mean, she's just awesome. However, you know, every day there's experiences I experience that make me just really happy, you know, and I'm grateful for the abilities that I have and how things are becoming. And it's interesting to share it with you guys because I want you to see that, you know, you too can get to this point where you have this intuitive self and able to do all these great and awesome things because it's in you. It's totally in you. It's just a matter of suppressing the ego, quieting your mind, trusting and believing in what you know, and applying all the little tools and concepts that are given to you and applying them on the daily, every day. It's like a lifestyle change, you know, and you can do it too. So you yourself can communicate with animals or, you know, become more intuitive in general. It's just a matter of applying yourself to everything, you know. So I wanted to share that cool moment. This happened on Tuesday. So I wanted to let you guys see that. So you just, you know, can hopefully get inspired and want to pursue, you know, learning more about what you have and what abilities you have to give to society to make everyone's higher consciousness perk up another level so we could dominate as positive people in the world of negativity. So I hope you guys enjoy that. It's going to be a little short show today just because I don't have an excessive amount of experiences to tell you. So, but it's okay, though, because usually I talk a lot, right? And tonight might be that time that I'm not going to. I hope you enjoyed that experience. I will talk to you all next week on another fun topic that I hope will enlighten you all. So you guys have a very good night. Remember tonight, meditate before you go to sleep. You know, talk to your angels. Put your intentions out there of what you want, you know, in your life, your desires and dreams of abundance and love, and just put it out there and trust that when you put out that message, it's being heard and understood by the higher beings of God, the angels, the ascend masters and that it will return. But it, remember, it will return in divine time. And divine time is not the same as our time here on earth. So you just have to be patient and trust that it will happen. Because I am living proof that things do happen in due time. So y'all have a great night. I will talk to you next week. And take care. Bye.